A change at the top of the WrestleMania card. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, March 27th, 2021. And a big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. If you want to bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@justprowrestlingnews.com.
WWE.
The Universal title match at WrestleMania is now officially a triple threat. Roman Reigns defending against Edge and Daniel Bryan. Adam Pearce announced the decision at the end of last night's SmackDown. Some new matches added to the Mania card during last night's SmackDown. Seth Rollins and Cesaro will meet on night one. Rollins beat Shinsuke Nakamura on last night's SmackDown. Added to night two, Big E defending the Intercontinental title once again against Apollo Crews. Crews did pin Big E to win a six-man tag last night. Also announced for night two, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. Zayn promised last night that YouTuber Logan Paul will appear on next Friday's SmackDown for a red carpet premiere of the trailer for Zayn's documentary. Also last night, Rey Mysterio pinned one half of the SmackDown tag champs, Dolph Ziggler, and Bianca Belair pinned Natalya with the KOD. Sasha Banks was outside the ring during the match, taunting Belair. At one point, Belair went outside the ring and slapped Banks. After the match, Banks attacked Belair from behind.
Ring of Honor.
Roosh is still the Ring of Honor World Champion, but aside from that, it was not a very good Friday night for La Facción Ingobernable. After Roosh was victorious over Jay Lethal in the main event of ROH's 19th anniversary pay-per-view, he was confronted by a former title challenger, Brody King. Only King did not come alone, and he introduced a new group to combat LFI, consisting of Tony Deppen, Chris Dickinson, and former ROH World Champion Homicide. LFI's Dragon Lee had an especially tough night, and he wasn't even at the show. Lee missed the show because he had surgery for a ruptured eardrum, so Kenny King defended Lee's TV title in his place, but lost to Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. The end of the match saw Amy Rose throw the TV belt into the ring. King and Williams stared at it for a sec, but when King went for it, Williams caught him with a pile driver for the win. Later, Bestia Del Ring subbed in for Lee, as he and King defended the ROH tag titles and lost to Williams and Rhett Titus. Again, Amy Rose was blamed for the loss, and after the tag match, Bestia Del Ring hit her with a spear. Jonathan Gresham is still the pure champion. He submitted Dak Draper with a sleeper that he applied by diving through the ropes and onto Draper. Dak was able to carry Gresham's weight back into the ring, but he was out of rope breaks under the pure rules, and there was no escape after that. Shane Taylor and the Soldiers of Savagery successfully defended their six-man tag titles against the Mexa Squad. After the match, Flamita, Bandito, and Rey Horace got into an argument. That led to a three-way match being added to the main show, and Bandito pinned Flamita with a 21-plex to win it. Silas Young turned on Josh Woods. He hit Woods with a steel chair, and that allowed Dalton Castle to roll up Woods for the win. Matt Taven and Vincent brawled through the PAL Hall in Fall River, Massachusetts. The fight ended when a large man pushed both men off a balcony and threw a pair of tables set up below. That large man carried Vincent out of the building. On Twitter, that mystery man later identified himself as Dutch. EC3 got the handshake he was looking for from Jay Briscoe, but moments later he got a J-driller too and took the loss. Danhausen won the four-way during the free first hour of the show. Also during the show, it was announced that Ring of Honor will hold a tournament over the summer to crown a new women's champion. Angelina Love will get a bye in that tournament if she can beat backstage interviewer Quinn McKay. Rocky Romero was on commentary for the entire main show. At one point, Delirious came out and whispered something into Rocky's ear, but it's not clear what that was.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
On last night's New Japan Strong, Clark Connors upset TJP in a qualifying match for the U.S. version of the New Japan Cup tournament. Connors was caught in a heel hook, but managed to roll up TJP for the pin. The other qualifying match last night saw Chris Dickinson beat Blake Christian. David Finlay and Carl Fredericks beat Filthy Tom Lawler and Danny Limelight in last night's main event. Finlay pinned Limelight. Back in Japan, the Road to Sakura Genesis Tour kicks off on Sunday. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, March 27th. Our next update comes your way Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend, and please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.